You're listening to The Digital Pulse, powered by Modia, where we discuss everything you need to know on digital trends and strategy in healthcare. Now let's dive headfirst into this episode. Here's your host, Brian Palmer.
Let's dive in. So Christopher, thank you so much for being here with me today. This is a conversation I've wanted to have for a while. We've really enjoyed working with Children's Wisconsin for years. For those that do not know you or Children's Wisconsin, could you give just a quick introduction about who you are, your role there, and a little bit about the organization?
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Christopher Newharth, Vice President of Experience and Digital Innovation at Children's Wisconsin, which for the purpose of this, right, think about that as any family experience, any technologies that may face the family are kind of under my purview. Really came to the system from a digital health role. That was where I started, of just thinking about digital innovation more broadly. Children's Wisconsin, our mission is to have kids in Wisconsin be the healthiest in the nation, which means we not only have the hospital and specialty care, but we've got primary care, we've got community services, we've got mental behavioral health. So we really look at it as our mission is all encompassing. Some of that's reimbursed, some of it's not. So we do everything we can above and beyond to make the kids healthy here in Wisconsin.
That's awesome. All right. So, you know, this is a digitally focused interview series. So obviously we're going to talk some about the digital work that you're leading at Children's Wisconsin. So if we dive in, and you know, this is the term digital innovation, you know that everyone's talking about now. So how have you seen digital innovation change or evolve over like the last, say, 5 years? And then how important do you feel it is for healthcare, you know, systems to prioritize these digital tools and these investments in a similar fashion to the way you all are?
Yeah, a five-year time horizon is a great one for me. I've been at Children's now for 6 years, and I came with a mission to kind of start our digital health program or digital innovation program at that point. It has obviously been a massive shift in the last 5 years. You know, when I joined, I would say that healthcare in general was still in the midst of the more of a traditional digital transformation, right? Things like EMRs were not fully realized, that while they were in place, that you weren't yet getting the full value out of them. We were just in piloting programs around things like, you know, telemedicine. Obviously, then we had the pandemic, everything blew up, right?
Yeah, it's no longer a pilot after that. It's
no longer a pilot.
Implemented. Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the big pushes at that time was around healthcare consumerism. We've always talked about that, right, as kind of one of the drivers of digital innovation. And, you know, I've seen now that the trend, that almost the arc of consumerism being like, it's sort of an accepted reality that health systems have to become competitive with new entrants. Now, these entrants come and go. You get announcements like, you know, Walmart Health, and then they leave the market. But I think the truth is that there's an expectation of more convenience, things like, you know, online scheduling, having quicker access to your doctors, having remote care, telehealth, things like that, that those aren't going away. And health systems need to meet the needs of those consumers. I think now you're seeing sort of the second arc come of this, which is like, you know, the rise of AI and what does that mean for, you know, kind of digital innovation more broadly. But I think like we are now in a world that you have to have a competitive digital front door. You need to be in that space of consumerism. And it's just, that has to be a check the box, right? And then you have to kind of move on to these next waves.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, you all made a decision, a strategic decision to invest, you know, in a custom patient facing mobile app. Can you talk us through a little bit more about how that decision was made, who was involved, how long it took to get to where you all now with that?
Yeah, a lot of this came from our own customer research. So we, this was back about 5-6 years ago. We were saying that we really wanted to rethink how we delivered our same day care service offerings, our primary care offerings, and met those needs for families. In the course of that research, we found that a lot of the problem was in the disparate solutions that were out there. You know, we at the time, just pointing the finger back at ourselves, I think we had 3 or 4 different apps in the market that we were asking families to download. We had, you know, a video visit platform. We had a symptom checker platform. We had a separate app for the hospital. We had, you know, so, and then you had MyChart, right? Which is, and so all of these things were different, and all of them independently might be good ideas. This is kind of the story of a lot of things in the digital health space, is that they all might be good products, but they're not, they're worse off when they're not integrated, right? So if I get an answer from that symptom checker, then it should just drive me into that service, right? And so I laugh about this because we started the process saying we don't want to build an app. And then we got to the end of it, it was like, actually, we probably need to, right? Because we need to make this easy. When you think about any other industry, right? I came from financial technology back in the day, and there was a point in time where you had one app for your credit card, one app for your bank account, one app for your mortgage, right? And as these brands kind of came together, they brought things all holistically. And I think healthcare is kind of at that point of, you need one, and you need one for, you know, that you ask your families to utilize, that kind of drives you to all these. That's just a good brand experience.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think, you know, with a mobile app like this, I mean, it's never really done, you know. Right. And I forgot when the app was launched, but, you know, how are you all looking at that from a, you know, product mindset and not a project mindset? I mean, I assume that's continuing to drive a lot of the innovation in that app.
Yeah, it is. I think we've had a couple of, you know, kind of using the product mindset terminology, we've had a couple of major releases of the app, right? We sort of focused on problem areas. Your first release, we focused around same day care navigation and kind of how to access care. And the second major release of the app, we focused around what to do afterwards, right? How to access patient education, how to access resources. And then there's a lot of, yeah, as we add services, as we kind of tweak and learn, you know, from analytics, we're kind of on a continuous development mindset around all of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, outside of the mobile app, you know, what are some of the other initiatives that you're leading, the team's working on, you know, especially ones that are centered around that, you know, digital innovation and that consumerism at Children's Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the things that came out, I mentioned consumer research early on, was just different modalities. So we focused a lot on allowing text messaging for our families. That turns out that they don't actually want to pick up the phone for everything. Sometimes,
oh, wow. Yeah, who'd have thought?
Right? Amazing, right? Just like right. The rest of us, right? you know, we added a lot of these convenient care service offerings. We've added things like asynchronous, like e-visits, where you can just answer a few questions. These are popular for things like, you know, pink eye. This happens all the time in kids, right? You can usually take a picture, answer a few questions, and that's enough, right? And turns out these are almost always come before office hours, right? It's 6 a.m., 7 a.m., the kid woke up. And so the ability to do all these different services around there. And then one I mention every time I can is that we've invested a lot in mental behavioral health care and access. We've actually opened walk-in clinics for kids to come in with mental behavioral health concerns, because they're so often they're ending up in emergency departments and urgent cares, and they may or may not be the best place for them to be treated. And so I think there's, you know, it's funny because I came with a digital job, and I think anyone that's working in healthcare knows that your job is sort of bigger than just the technology. There's so many areas where you just kind of have to branch out and think of yourself as just solving big healthcare problems.
Right. Yeah. And then how much, I mean, you know, in terms of technology stacks and systems that Children's Wisconsin uses, can you walk me through just a few of those and some of the decisions you all have made in terms of implementing, I mean, you know, cross platform for the mobile apps or CMS and stuff, you know, I mean, how's that all working together at Children's Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen an evolution from kind of these like kind of monolithic type of solutions like we had with our content management tool to what we've sort of called internally almost like data products, right? Like we need to extract these things out and say, you know, your providers and locations are a service, right? And, you know, microservices, IEPIs, however you want to term it. And I think that's just going to be the way everything is going to have to go. And we have to sort of deconstruct the technology stack, because now, you know, I'll just give an example. We've got, like our educational materials. We had to take those, we change them from PDFs into mobile responsive website, because turns out 93% of our families were accessing MyChart through their phone. Mm-hmm. And so then that same document is served up to our intranet. It's served up to our public website. It's served up to our mobile app. It's embedded within Epic, right? So you have to start thinking about all these different modalities in order to make all this stuff work. And that's multi-year hard work sometimes on these kind of platform decisions.
Yeah, yeah. So is there any new technology that you all are looking to bring on anytime soon?
Well, we are starting our journey of the headless kind of infrastructure for our CMS, but we're right now on, I think, are just evolving to that. We've started taking baby steps, and that's probably going to be our next foray.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where you all take that. I think that's going to be really cool. And so the last question I have for you today, Christopher, is a question I like to ask everybody, which is kind of that blue sky type question, where, if nothing was standing in your way, no silos, no budget, just nothing, right? What's one thing that you would do at Children's Wisconsin around the patient, digital patient experience that you haven't done yet? And why would that be?
Yeah, I only get one, but I've got probably 20 of them, but
you can give me a few if you've got some that are all equally important to you. That's fine.
And you said no restrictions, so I can get rid of health insurance reimbursement. So this is great. So I think the
change in the world.
one of the things that came up so often in our research was when you think about parents' needs, right? There is a tremendous amount of quick questions or curiosity questions or confidence builders that they need. And we saw a strong desire to have almost like text to nurse type of functionality, right? So to always have at the ready, we were jokingly called it like chat with children's. Like if you had the ability to just access, tap into the knowledge base that are these pediatric specialists and always have that at your fingertips, that would be perfect. Now there's a staffing problem. There's a reimbursement problem.
As a parent, I would probably use that way too much.
Exactly. Right. And that would be the problem, is that they would be inundated with messaging. I think there are solutions that may come close to that. Right. I think there is a role for responsible AI in that space in the future. By responsible, I mean something that is like sort of regulator monitored by health systems, right, to make sure we're not giving incorrect responses. So I think that would solve a lot of needs. I think, I'll just give one more, which is that I think there's a lot of potential for explaining better education, after you've got a diagnosis, after you're managing condition, or even just from simple lab and imaging results. We've probably all gotten those messages where like, is this good? Is this bad? What am I looking at here? Right. And so,
yeah. And what's the recommended next steps after that too? Where do you go from there as a patient or
exactly. Yep. Anxiety reducing type of solutions that I think could really help out the patient experience.
You said you had 20. Is that all?
I could keep going, but I mean, those are, if I thought about like things that, where there's a potential for new innovation, I would kind of put my finger on those couple.
I love that. That's awesome. I think this is going to be really helpful for a lot of people that are wanting to be in the same place that Children's Wisconsin is. And you've led some amazing work there. And like I said, I can't wait to see what the next few years holds for what you all are doing. And really, thank you for taking some time out of your day and, to chat with me today. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You've just listened to another episode of the Digital Pulse powered by MODIA. Make sure to subscribe so you'll always stay in the know. And be sure to visit MODIA.com. That's MODEA.com for more great content and resources in healthcare. We appreciate you sharing your time with us today, and we look forward to you joining us in the next episode.